So we just had to stop that recording because we ran out of time. But you were just talking about going sliding down the banisters and smelly kitchen, and you just mentioned the dog.
Cinders, who was a black, I think, a Scottie. It was one of the small yappy variety of dog. I was told that he didn't really like being petted, didn't really like children. This was obvious because he used to come behind me and bite my ankles. You know, I didn't really take to him at all. That's about all about him.
That's all about the dog.
We kept our distance. I didn't remember him, though.
Well, you've retained a hatred of little yappy dogs ever since.
I think I have, yes. So call them dogs.
So what do you remember anything about any sort of entertainment, apart from the pianos and things in the house? Were you aware of them having a radio or anything like that?
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
The first person I remember having a radio was Aunt Mary's husband. Mr. Lawrence, I can't remember his first name. No, he had one of these earphones.
Oh, right.
And used to sit listening to all these programmes on that. He was the first person I saw to do that. I couldn't make head or tail of it when they put them on me. There was a lot of crackling noises.
What about newspapers? They seem to have newspapers lying around.
Oh, yes, I would think there were probably newspapers in those days. Were quite prolific. People had more than one newspaper because there was nothing else really to report news.
And as we've said already, you're too young to notice these things anyway. People used to have a lot of pot plants in those days. Do you remember large pot plants in the house?
Yeah, I think there was probably an aspidistra in one of the corners somewhere. They usually were in a corner somewhere.
And what about the decorations generally? Do you remember anything about particular colours?
The thing that I remember very vividly was the high ceilings in the rooms, beautiful carved ceilings, and the enormous window in the front of the living room, which was covered with these brilliant orange curtains.
Right.
They really made an impact on me. Brilliant orange, heavy curtains.
Well, do you think that would have been her choice? Yeah, cause she was a...
Probably, I don't know. They were an artistic family, so definitely, tended to be very artistic. And Grandpa, of course, was very clever. I didn't know this till a while ago, that he not only teach art, but he taught maths.
Really?
Which is completely alien to any of our family, really. But I had no idea. He was a very clever man. And I say very, very musical. And had a lot of intellectual friends, as far as I could make out. So that's one of the reasons that my father was great friends with him. That's how he came into the family. He became his friend.
Yes.
So they taught paintings and so forth, and he just happened to fall in love with the daughter. He was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Caught her on the rebound from a sort of broken affair.
Oh, right. Your father and Frank, they were mentioned some other circumstance, did they? Is that how he met Joan?
They met at his house. He'd used to go round to the house, you see, to see Frank and Alice, who he became very fond of.
How did he get to know them in the first place, though? Do you know?
I imagine probably through work, through school, through the sort of educational system, I would imagine. They tend to mix, don't they, with their own.
Well, fine. I think lunch is due to be served. I think we've done very well on this first 1.5 chapters. So we'll resume this story.
All
right. So I was going to talk about somebody else next time.
Okay.
Thanks, Nana.
That's all right. I hope it made sense. I think when you're a child, you don't take in. All you know is this kind of. A feeling about the people, don't you? You don't necessarily know what they do or what they. You only find these things out later. Oh, Grandpa always seemed to wear a brown suit. Same brown watch chain as usual, and waistcoat. And
We're done. It was so lovely. We found this photograph. This is
my beloved granny.
Granny Glover. No, you can spray it.
Very faint to see. Went over the hog's back, I remember with him.
Yeah, so both going, that one's going very slowly at the moment because the signal's so bad down here.
Mm.
But, we go out a bit out later, it'll be better, I'm sure. Thank you. Okay.